Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
That's right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests, that's what we say every day. Long-standing friendship with Governor Mike Huckabee, formerly of Arkansas, candidate for governor. The TV show guy, and out of the blue yesterday, we didn't know this was happening. He became, well, he has to go through the Senate, which is anybody's guess, the ambassador to Israel, a key spot, particularly his background and Trump as probably one of the most friendly American presidents supportive of Israel. So without further ado, let's bring back to Philadelphia Governor and now Ambassador Mike Huckabee. Governor, why Israel? Why did you choose that? Why did you want to do that?
You know, Dom, I've been going to Israel since 1973 when I was a month short of my 18th birthday. And I've been there probably 100 times. I go many times a year. It's a place for which I have extraordinary passion and interest. And really, there was nothing that the president could asked me to do that I probably would have been all that interested in. But this was the one thing that I was willing to say yes to because of my longstanding relationships with people there. And I'm really excited about the prospects.
So going into this, the geopolitical part of this, that's a major, major thing. Ambassador there really is different than in a lot of these countries. What are your thoughts at this point in time? I've seen them come after you, for example, that you said there's no such thing as a Palestinian. You know, all these things over the years that you may have said in various contexts. What are your thoughts about what your role is? I mean, the Trump policy is pretty clear, much friendlier to Israel than Kamala Harris.
Well, I mean, clearly an ambassador doesn't get to have his own opinions other than that of the president, and you're serving at the pleasure of the president, which I will do. So it's really a matter of just trying to be attentive to what the president's policies are. And he's been the most favorable president toward Israel of any in all of history. So that's easy for me to be able to accept his policies and be a representative and an emissary to the people of Israel from the people of the United States.
Well, in addition to that, the Christian part of this, your role, I hope that is the TV show still going to go on?
I have a feeling I'll have to suspend all of my private sector
Wait
activities.
Wait a minute. It's
I'm
only
afraid.
A 13-hour trip. Come on. It's not
that. Yeah. I have a feeling that will certainly go by the wayside, which is unfortunate because I have loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm walking away from a lot of things that I enjoy, love, and have found fulfilling. But this is really, truly the opportunity of a lifetime. And I'm genuinely excited about being able to serve this president who is going to go into office this time with such a solid mandate and to be able to serve my country in a way that I never dreamed possible.
Well, I think also the president seems to know the ropes this time by the people that he's picking. I remember I wasn't happy at all. I don't know about you, the Secretary of State the last time. I thought that was kind of a curious pick that wouldn't last, and it didn't. So he understands there's power, and then there's Washington power, and what exactly goes on there. One other area I wanted to talk with you about and give you credit for, I remember one of the times, I think it was, that you ran for president, you transformed yourself physically, and you came on and you talked, maybe the first time you were ever on with me, about chronic disease, how this could be curtailed by physical fitness, diet, and all those things. And now with RFK Jr. Coming to the fore, you have to feel like this Make America Healthy Again is going to be a big part of the agenda.
I certainly hope so, because the amount of money that we spend in this country on chronic disease, and there are four big, factors or drivers of the cost. It's heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, and diabetes. And if we dealt with those four things, we basically would reduce the healthcare cost of America by 80%. And it's just a staggering figure that is preventable. But our entire healthcare system, from how we train doctors and nurses, how we reimburse for services, it's all based on intervention rather than prevention. And that's really upside down. And I'm very happy when I hear RFK Jr. People can say what they want to about him, but he's done his homework. And the good part about what he's talking about is that if you change the system to focus on preventing a disease rather than just treating it after it's a catastrophic disease, it's not just the money you save, but you've changed the quality of life and the length of life for people in a way that is transformative.
Particularly with kids. A lot of his focus is on that. Governor, when you were watching the results, I just got this itch and wrote a column about 10 days before the election. The big issues, of course, the economy and also the border immigration, but that the sleeper issue was something that just would not go away. The transgender issues bundled into males and female sports. And the Trump people ran over $33 million of ads because of Harris's position. But I think America saw that as a tell about how far Democrats have gone.
I think it is, too. And there are a lot of Democrats who couldn't go along with this, but they were afraid to speak up.
Yep.
And I think it's now at a point where people realize, well, this is crazy talk. Let's quit pretending this is okay, because it isn't okay. You don't let 12-year-old kids get tattoos, buy liquor, tobacco, drive cars, get married, enter contracts. How come? They're not mature. But you're going to let a 12-year-old decide that a girl's going to have her breast cut off, a boy's going to be mutilated or chemically castrated, irreversible damage to their bodies. Well, I think people just started saying, we're not going to continue with this insanity anymore. And the Democrats seem to be focused on it, and it hurt them. There's no doubt about that to me.
Absolutely. Well, Governor, thank you for always responding, coming on here in Philadelphia. It's been years and years. And I will say, as I said that night at the Media Theater, where we're doing an event tonight, by the way, so there's karma with your book. When you told me to say Elvis has left the building, he has not, except Elvis has gone to Israel.
Well, I'm excited about it. Of course, I have to go through Senate confirmation, and, you know, that may be a bumpy road for me. I don't know. But I'm hoping with the Republicans in a clear majority that the president's appointments are going to sail through. He's going to be able to hit the ground running. And I'll tell you, if you have already noticed, and you have, this president is ready and raring to go. It's not like it was 8 years ago when he was trying to find his way around Washington. He knows what he's up against this time, and he's bringing in a team that is going to go to the line of scrimmage and hit hard from the very first snap of the ball.
Absolutely. And that includes you in Israel representing his interest, America's interest, too. I'm thrilled that this is a great niche for you, and I hope that we can talk with you once you're ensconced in Israel.
I look forward to it, Dom. Thank you. It's always been a pleasure.
All right. There is Governor, now Ambassador to the Israel, Mike Huckabee. All right, 855-839-1210. Another great pick by President Trump here. This is a very important spot in the world, and Huckabee fits in perfectly. All right, a couple of other things. 855-839-1210. We have Biden and Trump shaking hands. And look, that's good on Biden. And they gave him Mrs. Biden gave President Trump a handwritten congratulatory note. That's all good. Doesn't it underline, though, look, politics is rough stuff, But isn't it one of the reasons you don't go? We say this all the time to anybody that starts playing the Hitler card, the fascist card, not just in presidential elections. It's why we don't accept Hitler as an answer to anything. We're not going to engage in it. It's other. It's out there. It's stuff that you don't bring up. Look, the soup Nazi's funny. Even that, I get a little bit, you know what? Not someplace you can go. You do that, then how, you have to ask the question, Biden's doing the right thing here, by the way, but how is it that you then shake the hand of a guy who's Mussolini at best and Hitler at worst and bring him to the White House and your wife brings tea and a congratulatory thing because you really didn't believe he was? And all this stuff is out. There's got to be a line here of that, at least. You know, some of the other stuff, you could say Trump crossed the line. You can tell me all that. Okay. The broader line for politicians, though, should be, and Democrats still are not giving this up. Ample numbers are saying, why are we going to give this up, no matter if he gets shot at or not? This is what we're afraid of. We have to speak our truth, so to speak, because the evidence doesn't match that. You have the first term, you have everything else. You can't go Hitler, certainly. And fascists, one of the elements of the fascist is government control of industry and all that. Trump's the very opposite of that. So it doesn't work. Good on the Bidens. Maybe they're doing it here because they're trying to send a message to Kamala. Who knows? Good on them to do it. Doesn't it underline the difficulty you get yourself into, though, if, and they met for about 90 minutes, if you go down this path? You just cannot engage in it. Melania Trump not attending the tea due to the invasion of her home, of her dresser drawers and everything else. Again, there are lines here. And again, when they're crossed, you can say that. But this is one of the biggest that consistently played out during this campaign and still plays out. You can say stuff about Trump, any number of the criticisms. That's fine. That's politics. That's the way it goes. This one, though, is the type of thing that is a causal element of people wanting to do the worst. They should know that. I think they do know that. All right, 855-839-1210. Side question today, underrated villain. Let me go to Alan in Hamilton on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Alan. Who do you have today?
I wanted to bring a character from the motion picture Caine Mutiny.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you see that, the apparent villain is Captain Queeg, and that's why they mutiny him. But then after the trial is over, Jose Ferrer, who plays a JG in this, confronts, I think it's Tom Mule, in any case, Frederick Murray, and he splashes him in the face with whiskey. And I just remember that all the while you thought it was right. One, but it's the other.
Yeah, the Queeg is seen as somebody out of his depth, but not a villain. You're right. And what they did here, I think it was Fred McMurray.
Yeah.
That did it. Yeah, exactly. All right, that's a good one, Alan. Thank you. Yeah, we're looking for underrated villains, people that, they're a villain. You don't think they get enough villain credit, if you will. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do, all that, is just push pound 1210. Give me a reaction to Mike Huckabee. Glad to see that he's going to be there. We'll be in touch with him in Israel. We got a friend there in the center of the action. You know that's big. And watch for Sarah Huckabee Sanders at some point. And I mentioned, people really like to comment on who the press secretary will be. I think there's a lot of infighting. I like Scott Jennings, who does it on CNN. He'd be able to handle the national media easily after what he has to deal with. Here locally, the Casey count goes on. This is truly undercutting any kind of credibility. There is no shot. I think the number's gone up to 30,000 again now. And out in Bucks County, they're the worst of all. They're just saying, to hell with this. These people in Bucks County are stupid. They'll reelect us. We are just going to violate everything imaginable. How in the world are they just counting anything out there when we have court cases saying, no, no, no. If you fill it out improperly, you can't count that. And I have people emailing me about the Montgomery County count of curing ballots. People are watching this stuff. Are the people in the suburbs watching this? Is that what they want? Is Dave McCormick now Hitler? That we need to stop him by any means possible? Do you not believe in anything here? Then don't lecture about election denial. That's what Casey's doing at this point. He lost. It's a pretty obvious proposition as this goes on. I think he's going to play out a recount because it's at 0.4, meaning if it's at 0.5 or under, you get an automatic recount. Here we go. 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. Jump on board Talk Radio 1210.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I have found the coach that belongs here for your Philadelphia Eagles or 76ers or something like that. His name is Syracuse football coach Fran Brown. He just gave a news comp. Well, he did it on Monday. That after he loses, he doesn't take a shower. He claimed he had a ritual he does when the team loses the game. That ritual apparently involves withholding soap from himself because only winners get washed.
No, you're not the only one that does this.
Honestly, I got like a virtual. Like when we lose, I ain't even getting a shower until early this morning. I'd be mad. I just brush my teeth, but it's like, I don't deserve soap. I don't deserve to do all that. I'm just focused on trying to get back, trying to make sure our players mentally understand and know that I let them down.
It's
you wake
weird.
Up, damn, it just really happened, you know? It really happened that way, so it's different. I'm not using soap. All right, this guy's going to get a soap commercial now. That'll come out. You got to say this versus Nick Sirianni. This is a coach in Philadelphia. The guy comes up there disheveled. And I'm not washing until we win. All right.
I feel like you'd want to be the other way around, right? You want to wash the stink of a loss off you.
Yeah, but that's pleasurable, taking a hot shower and all that. I think that's what this guy's saying.
Well, maybe you just make it a little too hot, and then you kind of...
Cold, even.
Yeah.
Or a cold shower.
He could do that if he wants. I like this guy's style. Syracuse is going to go far. They probably have 2 wins, and I can imagine the rest of the team around this guy.
They started out hot. They've hit a rough patch for sure.
Have you guys showered since the election? Because I haven't.
Oh, well, that's good information. I know you've been
under
the weather.
It's only been a week.
Yeah. I'm going to take an extra shower today, thinking about that comment. I take a shower before every big event. Like tonight, I'll be introducing Rich and Jimmy over in Media Theater tonight.
Are you a 3 shower a day kind of guy?
Sometimes 2. Yeah, I wouldn't do 3. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah.
But mostly 1?
Yeah, mostly 1. Yeah.
Okay.
And today, I had Mike Huckabee on. That's where I first met him. We did a speaker series with him media. You heard that in the interview. It's kind of synergy back there tonight. It's a great facility. Hope to see you over there. Now, we talked about Pete Hegseth. Let me see if I not go in the weeds, but just give you the broader points here. One of the reasons Trump wants Pete Hegseth, maybe the biggest, is the DEI stuff, the nonsense coming out of the military, which we've documented so many times. He's General Milley and a bunch of others. Well, apparently, Trump may draft an executive order that establishes a warrior board of retired senior military personnel with the power to review 3- and 4-star officers and to recommend removals of any deemed unfit for leadership. You getting that? This is starting to cause a stir. Who should be on that? Well, you know, my first candidate would be Alan West. I can see Alan West looking at some of these generals, some of the people that are admirals. I think Alan West is going to say, no, we're not having this. So Trump putting in an executive order of people that are senior military, retired, will then recommend to him on some of the generals, admirals, whatever you have, I guess down a little lower rank, that should not be someone who should be in charge, should not be a leader. I mean, look at the current Joint Chiefs of Staff. It's a carryover from Obama, Biden, Harris, the DEI stuff. Here is Sonny Hostin, Dan just found this, telling us that Hegseth's views on DEI show that Trump is showing that he's a racist in the people that he's picking.
What America voted for. You know, I'm not surprised at this pick. I do agree with Adam Kinzinger that he's deeply unserious. He said this once, the Pentagon likes to say our diversity is our strength. What a bunch of garbage. In the military, our diversity is not our strength. I think that says a lot about who he is. I think what he said about women says a lot about who he is. He also said, first of all, you've got to fire the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, which happens to be General Charles Brown Jr., a black man. And I think we're seeing misogyny play out. I think we're seeing racism play out. And, we should be disgusted. We should be very, very concerned, as Alyssa has pointed out, about how important this position was. But again, I'm not surprised that he would choose someone
deeply.
All right, now let me break this down. This diversity is our strength. I would agree with Pete on this. It's not. I'd have to add something to that. So is the fact that we're different exterior versus freedom of thought, difference of opinions, different brain that brings to it and all that. Yes, that could be a strength. But the unity of Americans coming out of that, one out of many, is the strength. They seem to think, no, just being diverse is the strength. It's not, particularly in a military operation. And this is going crazy here. When Hegseth was picked last night, immediately a lot of the talking heads said, yeah, well, look at it. Women have been doing this, that, and the other in these various forces. They're still not a Navy SEAL. You'd have to go a long way to convince me. And this is no slight to what it's a fact, though. Is there any woman out there? I'm sure there'd be several that might be able to try it that could be a Navy SEAL. Do we really believe that? Given what happens in the tryouts and the training for Navy SEALs? And do I think there's a woman out there that could play in the NBA? No. Caitlin Clark would get swallowed up and she wouldn't get a shot off. She would have no shot as well as she shoots and everything else. There'd be no shot. Most of the others would be just too slow. It wouldn't even be, they would just be laughable. Could they play in the NFL? Come on now. You know how ridiculous that is. So there are certain areas. And combat is what Hegseth is saying is one of them where this is a negative. All right. And as I said, there are certain other areas which certainly women are fulfilling them and doing them an honor. Some of them are fighter pilots, things of that nature. That's a little bit different. But what he's talking about here is way different. All right, here is Senator Van Hollen, one of the leading Democrats from Maryland, with Andrea Mitchell, why he thinks Hegseth, well, this is Huckabee, is dangerous, right?
Because I wanted to go back to Huckabee, your interview with Huckabee. And you talked with Huckabee about a potential Senate confirmation and all that, and this guy's kind of getting ahead of the curve saying that Huckabee's dangerous.
They're going to go after Huckabee. Look, I would say right now, there's going to be big trouble here with Pete Hegseth that these senators, by picking Thune today, I think some of them can be off the reservation. I think some of them can vote against Hegseth, and I think every Democrat will. Here we go already, right out of the box. All right, here is Van Hollen saying, Mike Huckabee's dangerous.
An interesting hearing in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee when we get to that point, because anybody who knows the Middle East recognizes that the best long-term solution to guarantee both Israel's security and the dignity and security and rights of the Palestinian people is a two-state solution.
Yeah, right.
What Mike Huckabee has said is just the opposite. He supports this concept of a greater Israel, Israel controlling the entire territory from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. That's a Mike Huckabee vision. It's a vision that has been embraced by the far right in Israel, including members of the Netanyahu government like Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. So this is a recipe, if he continues to pursue these views, for continued instability and violence in the Middle East. So this is not a good signal.
All right. The people that were engaged in this, like it or not, were given Gaza, smaller than the two-state solution. You know what they did on October 7th. You know they would do it again in a heartbeat, only they'd want to kill, rape, torture, and maim more. Now, that is something, their attacks and what they did, although they didn't have the firepower of the Nazis, that did rise to the level of exactly the same tactics. They just didn't have the firepower of the armies of Nazi Germany. But what they did as a tactic certainly rises to that level. You give them an entire country or state, call it what you will, and all you're going to do is get a lot more of that. Now, Mike Huckabee is a great choice for this. He would represent us incredibly well. And let's face it, there is the Christian connection to Israel part. I joke with him, you're not going to do the TV show? Yeah, it's a long fight to Israel. I'm already thinking Mike would probably set me up to do a broadcast right there from the embassy in Jerusalem. I already have that on my to-do list. I was even thinking, what the heck? And when you come back, it's even worse because you're headed into the wind, I think they said, coming back. I think it was 13 hours and 40 minutes. It was quite a flight, you know. But the security of El Al is unbelievable.
So you mentioned Chris Van Hollen on with Andrew Mitchell, also mentioning Hegseth. I do have that audio as well if you wanted to hear that.
Yeah, let's hear that.
A very troubling history of statements like that. We know that women can perform incredibly ably in our military, like Senator Tammy Duckworth did. So this is concerning, just as the earlier conversation you were having is concerning, where the president would try to sort of just pick generals who have personal loyalty to him, not to the Constitution, people who are more sort of political cronies, rather than people who are best for our national security. And we're also, of course, seeing that possibility when it comes to the federal civil service, where Donald Trump, the president-elect, is talking about essentially firing people who are part of the merit-based civil service and replacing them with political cronies. Going forward.
My goodness. All right. So there's going to be big fights in the Senate. And again, you know, we're in a feeling. During the break here, I was just looking at my text back and forth. I'll tell you that we're working on an event with all the people that won Pennsylvania. You know, the Mount Rushmore. Greg said I could call it that. That looks like it's coming off. I just got promising news. I can't fully announce it yet. Got a lot of moving parts here. So we're in that celebratory mode, and the only issue is, here we go again. Democrats are going to do what Democrats do. What will these weaselly Republicans do? There may be as many as a dozen of them that I'm suspect on. Now, I don't know. They might not vote against Huckabee, but they could certainly vote against Hegseth. And that would be, you know, I would really feel for Pete. Here he takes a great career. He puts it in there. Patriotic American, very accomplished, and has to be under this jeopardy. This ought to be Trump's pick. There's nothing about Pete Hegseth. My God, look at the current general. This guy, they didn't tell him he was going into the hospital for operations. Where is he? What does it take to be the head of the Defense Department? You know, be like Dan saying, I didn't tell Greg Stocker, I'll be out a month. Nobody will even notice here. This guy is at the spear point of our defense. Where's the general? I'm a second in command. I'm in charge here. What's your problem? And we're going to go downhill from that? No, I don't think so, with Pete Hegseth. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Jump in right now. Hit us on the side question, too. All right, Philadelphia, New Jersey. She's back with us. Nobody can get your home sold over the years like Diane Cardano, team leader at Cardano Realtors. It's that time of the year again with Diane, too. Time for your free Thanksgiving apple or pumpkin pie. Come on out to the Abington Firehouse on November 26th for Diane's Community Thanksgiving Pie Open House and pick up your pie just in time for the holidays. Diane will be there signing copies of her latest book, Model Home Mindset, where she shares the winning strategies she uses to help home sellers like you get top dollar for their homes. She'll cover everything from expert negotiation to smart marketing, strategic planning, plus some must-know insights on the 2025 market forecast for prices, mortgage rates, and inventory. So reserve your pie today. Come and meet Diane. Just tell us your holiday favorite, apple or pumpkin. Enjoy lunch, desserts, and grab a signed copy of Model Home Mindset. Go to freepie.com. I'm sorry, go to getfreepie.com. That's getfreepie.com. Or give Diane a call. Call 215-576-8666. This is a great event every year. The Abington Firehouse, November 26th. Get your pie, meet Diane, and get great tips on selling your home.
Mr. President, I have just been told that Senator John Thune will be the next Republican leader in the Senate. I congratulate Senator Thune on being chosen by his colleagues as the next Republican leader. I look forward to working with him. We've done many bipartisan things here in the Senate together, and I hope that continues. As you know, I strongly believe that bipartisanship is the best and often the only way to get things done in the Senate.
All right, look, we're disappointed here. This guy is not going to be Mitch McConnell, but and I'm looking at the usual gaggle. The woman from West Virginia is with them, the Barbarossa guy, Tom Cotton standing there, and Tim Scott. That's good. With this, I don't know if they voted for him or not. I hope not. And I'm not sure what antagonism there was toward Rick Scott to be the choice. But remember all this when we see these nominees come up like Pete Hegseth. I would put it at 50-50 that he's going to get through this. And I think the questioning is going to be ferocious. You know, he's not the usual kind of pick. Andy McCarthy is a very sober, you know him, legal guy. He's out on Twitter today, and I invited him on. He's here at 2. He's a friend of Pete Hegseth, and talks about he thinks this is a tremendous choice. Also ask him about Judge Marchand. You know, that's still hanging out there. Is he going to continue forward or not? We will see. But these Republican senators, it is still, I know it's maddening. How do we get away from this? They didn't get the memo. They continue to go down this same path, not as bad as McConnell. Cornyn would have been, and he beat out Scott. That should shock people.
Do you want his audio? I do have his audio.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of Thune. Yeah.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for being here. It's a new day in the United States Senate, and it's a new day in America. The American people have loudly rejected the failed policies of the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda. And this Republican team is united. We are on one team. We are excited to reclaim the majority and to get to work with our colleagues in the House to enact President Trump's agenda. We have a mandate from the American people, a mandate not only to clean up the mess left by the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda, but also to deliver on President Trump's priorities. We will make sure that the president and his team have the tools and the support that they need to enforce border security laws and to remove the violent criminals who are wreaking havoc in every one of our states. We will work to make America prosperous again by streamlining the bureaucratic machine and overturning costly Biden-Harris regulations. And we will work to restore American energy dominance, not just our energy security, but energy dominance, which will lower costs and bolster our national security.
All right. On paper, that's fine. And I'm looking at, it just spoils it all. I mean, Cotton and Tim Scott are up there. That's good. But the Lankford guy's there. That guy, he's from Oklahoma, too. He's the one, well, why don't we make this border deal and bail out the Biden-Harris-Schumer people? Remember that? That's the border deal guy. He's apparently in the leader. There's a lot of leaders here. I don't know how many Republican senators. There's like six of them up there speaking now. on paper, that sounded fine. It's disappointing. The tell will be to see what he does. My prediction is, though, there's going to be disharmony here with this. Don't think this is the way to go. This isn't what the election was about. His record doesn't speak to this at all. Is he suddenly going to change? It's not going to be as antagonistic as Mitch McConnell. But I just don't see this moving down that path. Okay? That's not what people want. The Senate is a place, they do their own thing, they're asserting that today. This would have been a good time to put Scott in there. It would have been much more forceful. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push #1210. Coming up, the Inquirer runs like 8 printed pages. These poor kids in Northeast Philadelphia, the schools, the public schools, are crowded beyond belief, packed. I'll give you some of the things they talk about. And then they bury the lead about why. Statistics in here, though, saying something like 75% of the new students that are registered over the last weeks, though, English is the second language at best. What does that tell us? What's the problem with these schools in Northeast Philadelphia? Now, you can probably figure that out, but I'll give you the details on that. And are people there going to continue to vote for Democrats who give these policies? Well, they did elect Joe Bocozzi to be the senator. That's a start. But you'll hear the details on this. They bury the lead. Oh, my God, the crowding. Kids are being taught in closets. That's not good. Yeah, it's not. Why might that be? Other than the incompetence of the Philadelphia public schools. Apparently, in one part, they have schools that are half empty. In Northeast Philadelphia, they have a gazillion kids. 855-839. Oh, Dan, can you pull this up? Langford is speaking now. I'm sure he's got another brilliant idea here. The guy from Oklahoma talking about, he's the one with the border thing. If that's okay, if you don't, I get a charge out of hearing this after what he's
coming up.
Congratulations to John Thune. We're looking forward to his great leadership there. Republicans were asked a very simple thing. Can you get us back on track?
And the answer is no, not you.
The country right now believes the country is on the wrong track. Our task is going to be very, very simple: to defend our values, to be able to strengthen us as a nation, and to be able to bring prosperity to people that are really struggling right now.
All right, I have zero confidence in this guy. That's the border guy. And you know what? It's to beat the Democrats. How about that? You don't give them a bailout at the 11th hour. And that's all we heard during the early part of the campaign. Well, the border could be a lot more secure. John Langford, he's the one to go. He's a conservative from Oklahoma. All right, 855.
Tim Scott?
Tim Scott.
Here's Tim Scott.
Senator from South Carolina, and he is already planning on expanding our majority in 2026. So, Senator Tim Scott.
Hey, brother. Without any question, President Trump set out to make sure that Americans felt like this country and the American dream was alive and well and there for them. From the border to fixing the economy to solving the issue of crime and restoring confidence on the global stage, President Trump has been very clear on his agenda.
All right. Thank you. You guys, I have little faith in, though, because you wouldn't have voted for John Thune today. Trump agenda. Trump says Rick Scott's the guy to execute it. They vote for Cornyn first and John Thune. That doesn't seem to add up, does it? I hope someone asked that. Yeah, I think they are asking that question. That's okay, Dan. We got the gist of it. All right, if you're in need of a midweek boost, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, has you covered with the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack.
Hump Day?
Now, every Wednesday, you can get parlay-proof boost on everything from spreads to over and under and even player props. Don't let the weekend have all the fun. Take advantage of the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack. Who knows? It might just become your favorite day. Look for the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. New to FanDuel, visit FanDuel.com/Dom. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. If you missed the interview with Michael Whatley earlier today, the head of the RNC, it was great stuff from him. And when I said, you know, let's put ABC, CBS, MSNBC, all them to the back of the room and put the podcasters, really, I was thinking talk radio hosts, in the front asking questions during the Trump administration, he said, well, I think I can tell you that's already being talked about seriously. All right, reserve the seat right there. Well, there was a host at WWDB, the Reverend Les Consolving, Dan, who had a White House press credential. He was like a weekend host and wore this startling fire engine red jacket and would stand up and ask questions. You know, what would be an appropriate thing to gain attention? I have the purple tie, but I don't know what else would certainly signify.
Bring in Howard Eskin. I mean, he could probably provide some solid answers there.
Mink coat.
Yeah, maybe you can borrow one of the coats.
Yeah, mink coat. You stand up, guy in a mink coat. Even for the Trump years. Mr. Hogan, your question.
Call in Ric Flair, borrow one of his old robes. Yeah.
A boa outfit. Leslie and Bryn Mawr probably could help with that. She's got all that stuff. I know on the trip to Italy, she had it. She's next. Hey, Leslie, afternoon.
Good afternoon. I am so happy with these picks so far. And this podcast, having a podcaster, you know how at an auction they have people that are bidding on the phone?
Yes.
It would be great that talk radio hosts or podcasters were on the phone and doing live question and answer with the press secretary.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I think we could be mic'd up. I got that all figured out. So I want to be sitting in the chair there asking and doing a show from there. Dan, yeah. I can't whisper here. Stop telling me to whisper.
So far these picks have been incredible. I think it's Trump really showing that he is looking forward. I was saying to Henry that, you know, a lot of these people are young.
Yeah.
And so they're bringing fresh set of eyes, fresh ideas, and we'll have the capacity to keep this going. We need more than 4 years to really get this back on track. And I just think he's really laying out groundwork for a future. And I'm all behind it. I think it's awesome.
Well, look, Pete Hegseth, I'll see how he does in the test. I get why Trump chose him. I see all that. It's a massive organization. He's going to have to answer, how's he going to deal with that on an executive level? That'll come up during the testimony. That's what they ought to be asking him about, Leslie. What they'll do, though, they'll start with the women in combat thing and all that. That's what it'll be about.
I can't. There's all this stuff about women and women and women and women and quite frankly, as a woman, I'm sick of them using women all the time as a card to play and just stop. You know, we didn't vote for Hillary because we didn't like her. We didn't vote for Kamala because we didn't like her. And maybe he's right about women on the battlefield.
Yeah, I think I lean more toward that than not. And again, I want to see the debate on it. This will be interesting to see that debate. Leslie, who's your underrated villain?
It is Alexander Vindman. The guy reminds me of Dr. Evil.
Yeah. Listening on the phone. Aha, yes.
Yeah, I mean, what a jerk. And he is a villain. I mean, he trolls people on X and his wife. Between the two of them, it's a toss-up of who's the worst villain, but they're just deplorable people.
All right, Vindman, there you go. So with Pete, my position is I see the positives here, what Trump obviously is seeing with him. The only issue is, has he run an organization like this or anything close to it? And I think they're going to have to carefully say, well, we're going to have a deputy who handles some of the logistical stuff. His mission is to inspire and to get rid of the nonsense that's gotten away of the greatest fighting force in the world. You know, which in the next hour, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate the American military if the worst, if it were, I'm not saying World War III, but something major at that point, given all the stuff we've seen? I'd say maybe a 6 or a 7. That's how degraded it could be. That's what a lot of experts think. I think Pete Hegseth, when we get him on, I think he'd say the same thing. All right, we're going to talk with Andy McCarthy, who's a friend of Pete. What does he see here? He's been wholeheartedly supportive on Twitter, and we still have hanging over there the Judge Marchand thing. So a twofer with Andy McCarthy, Dom's Money Melody, and your calls at 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.